p.m. kusvikana 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Ngani chona njani zilo kandaba ikuti bana kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo uhlelo the connection quasi why muri eZimbabwe ndinomkamishira mchongo chebichwe chipiki uhlelo the connection muine ni wenyu Michael Hove. Welcome muri eZimbabwe to the connection our studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. This program is coming to you from Studio 7, A Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 7th of July, 2020. And I'm your host, Michael Hove. Ontanga Zimbabwe Moshe, before we kickstart Ushelolo, True Silu Season, and Bella Silu Season. This program is a pre-recorded program. We're not coming to you live, as per usual, due to COVID-19. We're all working from home. So unfortunately, Mtogazo Moshe, Moria Zimbabwe, you're not able to call in to give your contributions. However, for those that sent us their voice notes, Izolo Ntambama neZulu Maneru, voice note. We're going to be playing your voice notes today. For those that are looking to participate in future programs, you can send us a text on WhatsApp on +12024650318, and we'll be using those voice notes. Now let's delve into the discussion of the day. As in Chongwa, Tukendra Mberi, Tukurukura, Nezwe Chirwere Che Coronavirus, Mkursane We COVID-19. But we're also looking to delve into something else that is going to be happening in Izweni Gulumnyaka. Wezi Uno, 31 July, we hear opposition party leaders, civic organization leaders, youth-led organizations saying, Mshaka 31, Ziawa, Zimbabwe Moshe, Anzi Muswa 31, Pera Kwe Mwezi Uno, Munuweze Muroji, that's Mwede Ine Uwanduwe. So we're going to be talking to youth about these proposed protests that are supposed to happen on the 31st of July, which have been proposed by proposed and endorsed by opposition leaders such as Dr. Noah Manyika, Dr. Nkosana Moyo, and of course the president of the MDC Alliance, Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Now, besides the 31st, so we've also had other youth-led organizations such as Tajamuka Sesijikile, and of course the Zinasu, taking to the streets and also proposing that more protests happen due to them not being satisfied with the current state of the Zimbabwean economy. But we're not happy. So that's what we're going to be tackling. But first off, as usual, coronavirus. As we speak, in Zimbabwe, there are over 197 people that have recovered from umkhuhlane we coronavirus. 734 people have tested positive, and 9 people have died. The number has gone up again. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, Muria Zimbabwe, so far 80,654 people have been tested for umkhuhlane we coronavirus. 40,086 were RDT tests, and 33,568 were PCR tests. Now, with the rise of COVID cases constantly increasing in Zimbabwe, a lot of Zimbabweans, as we speak, have been very worried. And it is for that reason that we reached out to people like Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya, who is Ompilo Hospital, and of course, Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza. We've had him on our program quite a few times to tell us more about umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus and whether or not abantu should be worried. So let's listen to the advice that both Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya and Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza had for us. Let's head over to Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya first.
Umkhuhlane we coronavirus isungani uyaqansa lapha elizweni. Liyaxwayisa ukuthi linanzelele ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uyabulala unjengeflu. Yikho ke abantu bayawuzuza nxa bephefumulela beseduze kumbe bebamba amehlabo lwemlomo ngezandla phezu kuthi banombolelo amakhovula lapha umuntu achiye khona umkhuhlane lo. Liyaxwayisa ukuthi lingaze lahlangana libaningi lisenza ivikoroni emalayini nempupu lawechukela la ngaphingaphi lokho kuyingozi enkulu kakhulu. Ngiyaxwayisa ukuthi laba abanye bahlale phansi abangenamsebenzi abawenzayo ukuthi bebe lokho behamba besiyalelana kuyingozi embi kakhulu. Umkhuhlane usuqalisile ukubulala abantu. Ngiyaxwayisa kakhulu ukuthi sihlale phansi. Umkhuhlane lo yiflu, njalo iflu iyamemetheka ngesikhathi somqando njengoba nomqando liyawubona. Kade sobala silokhu sitshela abantu ukuthi baxwayise ukuthi bangaze bahlala beyenza ivikoroni, bexokozela emalayinini nokulandela. Abantu kabalandeli ama-regulation lafakwa nguhulumende, ama-lockdown regulations. Abakulaleli lokhu abantu, balokhu besenza ivikoroni bephefumulelana eduze khonapho. Yikho-ke umkhuhlane njengoba iflu nje izamemetheka kathesi ngalesi sikhathi.
So ngiyamuzwa udokotela Solwayo Ngwenya owempilo hospital, isibhedlela sempilo hospital, uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi abantu, please continue abiding by the rules of the lockdown. Murukunzi waka Dr. Solwayo Ngwenya wechipatara chempilo hospital kubulawayo ko vari kukurudzira vanhu hanzi endirai mberi muchiremekedza the laws of the lockdown, uyezve muchiri kurangarira kadza laws set up by the World Health Organization, social distancing and so forth, and please muri ezimbabwe endirai mberi muchiremekedza. These are some of the rules that people should abide by if they're not looking to contract the coronavirus. Tochendaka kuna Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza vechipatara cheparinyatwa hospital.
Isusu tukuti manumbers edu ariku ita achiwedzera, uyezve arikuonekwa kunzi ariku spread in the community as well as nevanhu varikudzoka munyika. Saka isusu sana mazvikokota tinokurudzira ruzhinji rwenyika rirambe richititeerera uyezve richipractisa social distancing, uyezve kupfeka mamask negood hygiene, strict hygiene mudzimba uyezve kwavanoshandira. Izvi zvinova zvinobetsera kuti chirwere chinyi chisanyanye kupararira maningi.
Mabasa nyaya yecommunity based spreading, tirikuona kuti nhamba yevanhu vari kuspreada utachiwana muvanhu kana tikati nechirungu musociety iri kukwira. Sezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe tinofanira kuzvitambira sei zvezvezvi?
Tinofanira kutanga taaccepta kuti zveshuwa chirwere ichi ichokwadi chiriko, because tine vamwe vakufunga kuti maybe ndezvekudzimwe nyika kana kuti zvinobata vamwe vanhu vasiri isusu. Chirwere ichi chinokwanisa kubata ani naani zvake. Uyezve tinofanira kuramba tichipractisa maprinciples edu ekuti tisawane utachiona, tichipractisa social distancing, tichigeza maoko. Wakaona wadevelopa masymptoms wofonera ana mazvikokota kuti uudzwe kuti chii chiri kuitika kana kuti uudzwe kwekunotesta.
Kana namba iyaya ya 2019.
T2019.
Sezvo tiri kuona kuti nhamba yevanhu iri kuendera mberi ichikwira. Pataimbotarisa nzira yaiallocatewa maresources emunyika, kazhinji taiona kuti vanhu vazhinji vaitestwa vanga vari vanhu vanga vachibva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vari mumaquarantine centers. Nemaonero enyu, mungati yave nguva yekuti tichinje strategy iyoyo here, tichitange kutesta vanhu vari musociety vagara vatori munyika?
I think ideally zvatiri kufanira kutoita ndezvekutoti tinofanira kuti ita open testing kuti munhu wese anofanira achitokwanisa kutestwa takatarisa zviri kuitwa nze munyika, kuti vanhu vanongosvika kumatesting center munhu otestwa oziva kuti amire papi. Saka ndo kwatiri kufanira tichitozosvika ikoko. But pane zvino tinoti maresources edu asati akufanira, ndosaka tiri kuita particular focus nemamwe maareas rather than doing the whole community. But tinofanira takasvika ikoko kudhara, ende ndo kwatiri kufanira kusvika.
All right, Mure Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, Parinyatwa Hospital doctor. Vanga vachinyatsoudza kamure Zimbabwe, aiwa hanzi kune hurumende, please endirai mberi, ngati let's up the game in terms of kutesta vanhu. Vacho zvekare kune mhuri yeZimbabwe echo the sentiments of udokotela Solwayo Ngwenya esiti please endirai mberi muchiremekedza ka marules akasetwa up ne World Health Organization, uyezve ka marules aripo ka pa lockdown. I must remind you, Murie Zimbabwe, chirongwa chamakatendera izvezvi, it is a pre-recorded program. Tine urombo, Murie Zimbabwe, asi tiri pano pachirongwa chiri chechipiki zvisinei, aiwa Trombo Chino Ramberi. And of course, as I mentioned earlier on, can I just note from my own radio, +12024650318. 734 tested positive for Mkhuhlane with coronavirus. As we speak, 9 dead and 192 people have, 197 people in Zimbabwe have recovered from Mkhuhlane with coronavirus. Now, if you're joining us, Pano Patronwa Chebu Church, and you're tuning in via radio as we speak, TV4, Airpa 909 medium wave frequency, we are also broadcasting 4930 6040 UHF 15460 kHz per shortwave. Mure Zimbabwe, Magatira Chebu Church, Ushelo, The Connection. Now, Muriya Zimbabwe, let's delve into it. Protest, protest, protest. As we speak, Muriya Zimbabwe, earlier on we were touching on Mkhuhlane coronavirus. The cases are increasing by the day, Munyeka. Now, during the same time, Chukunzwaka, opposition leaders, abakhokheli from the abaphikisayo, abakhokhela uMnumzana uJacob Ngarivume, uMnumzana uDokotela Nkosana Moyo, kanye laye ubaba uNelson Chamisa owebandla ele-MPC Alliance besithi mhlaka 31 Zimbabwe muhle hanzi munhu wese pito yarira road musi wa 31 July. So we decided let's reach out to the youth of Zimbabwe nona kazhinji vanhu vechidiki who are on the forefront of these protests. So I thought let me reach out to the youth sizova maonro avo. As I mentioned earlier on, youth-led organizations such as Zinasu and, of course, Tajamuka Sis Jigile have all alluded to the fact that soon and very soon, labo babona ngani sokuqhakazekile ukuthi ilizwe lonke jikelele nxa ungathabanga ngesimo somnotho elizweni. Siyezwa abantu bathi isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka by the day. But hayi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi abantu uzulu jikelele mbuli yese yeZimbabwe babulene uwandu wawo bachinoratidzira zvino zuva racho razoiswa kare kapropozwa navaJacob Ngarivume rikapiwawo green light navachamisa uyezve naDr Nkosana Moyo vachiti aiwa hongu muri yeZimbabwe aiwa ngatibudei musi wa 31 tichindoratidzira nekuti kana usiri kuvhara nemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika yave nguva yokuti vanhu vabude neuwandu hwavo vachindoratidzira. Let's head over to the interview that colleague wami uJonga Kanemere had with uJacob Ngarivume. Lapo uJacob Ngarivume was basically explaining ukuthi mhlaka 31 kuzabe kuhamba njani, how are things going to be proceeding on the 31st, and of course what made them pick the 31st and how did they get to the stadium point. Plus, most importantly, as if you remember, other protests in Israel have been a little violent from time to time. We've seen protests that have led to people losing life. We've seen protests that have people letting, led to people being injured, people being arrested. So Jonga also asked Ngarivume ukuthi, gahle, what do they have in plan to ensure all of these things don't happen? Let's head over to what Jacob Ngarivume had to say.
Takaronga, pamwe chete na vazhinji vemuZimbabwe, takataura nekukurukura tikati zvinhu zviri kuramba zvishoma tingaita sei. Kusvika pakuti vazhinji vatakakurukura nawo vakati aiwa ngatiite kuratidzira kuti tizivise hurumende kuti hatizi kufara zvachose nezviri kuitika. Hori hwakanyanya uye vanhu vari kufa muzvipatara, vanhu vari kuba vachiondonge upfumi kwenyika ino, kunyange Mwari wakatiropafadza wakatipa zvese, asi zvinhu zviri kuondongwa nekuda kwezvinhu zvandataura izvo. Saka vanhu vakati ngatiite zuva rekuratidzira rekuti nyika yese inoratidzira kuti hatizi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu. Tiri kushanda nevana veZimbabwe vese. Ende huye pamapato, mapato ese ematongerwe enyika, tiri kusvikira kwavari tichitsanangurirana kuti basa iri ribudirire mberi zvakanaka. Kusanganisira bato guru reMDC Alliance, takataurirana ende huye vari kutsigira urongwa uhu. Kunyangwe bato revari kuZANU-PF vakasununguka kuti tinge tichishanda navo.
Mati mazivisa here mapurisa pamusoro peurongwa hwenyu uhu?
Tiri kutarisira kuendesa tsamba yedu nhasi kundozivisa mapurisa kuti aziveiwo kuti tiri kuratidzira sezvatinosungirwa nemutemo. Tiri kudoita chokwadi chokuti vana veZimbabwe vazhinji kana kuti vese vanokwanisa tinge tiri mumugwagwa muswasaiti 1. Chechipiri tiri kutokuma organs ele security mukati menyika ino, mapurisa, masoja, vekuprisons nevese, tiri kuvati isusu, nyaya ndiye kuti Zimbabwe inakire tese, iminesu, saka tiri kuita make sure kuti namba dzevanhu vedu vachapinde mastreets dzakakwana kuti vanhu vachengetedzeke uye vanhu vadziviririke.
So you just heard there from Honorable Jacob Ngarivume, one of the opposition leaders who's out there sitting flaga 31 Zimbabwe Musha Akume Ngobunengebetu, Sio Chenye Sela. You heard him there actually. Yes, it's an angura kuna vakandemi kuna to vakandemi aiwa vaka to yende sambayawo kunema purisa that already sent their letter to amaphoyisa alerting them. They were telling them that 31 back and lukuma ngobunenge babo Sio Chenye Sela. So look at that, as I mentioned earlier on, we also reached out to some of you via WhatsApp. So let's tell you what this tele umbono enu. My name is Loko, or where Abantu are saying, Mutu Shaga 31. Kulesi sikhathi ilizwe lilokhu liqhubekela phambili lilwisana nalo mkhuhlane we-coronavirus siyezwa phela. People who are part of the opposition and civic leaders were sitting as women governing it to Sio Chenye Sela. What are you going to call you? Respect those rules that ensure that you are going to have coronavirus. So let's hear what some of you guys had to say. For those that are still looking to give input on this topic, a message for WhatsApp by number +1 202 465 0318. Let's head over to some of the listeners.
Demonstration yavo haina kuipa kana ichiita zvirupa mutemo, but noti kuzova demonstrate inorovesa vanhu ende zvekutaura nhema kuti vanhu vose munyika vakati kwanzi tiri kudemonstrate. Aiwa, hatika demonstrate kuti vamwe vanhu vagute, ivo mapolitician ndovanoda zvigaro. Saka voda kutiisa mberi kuti isu tigorovwa nemaporisa nokuda kwavo, ivo kavachi vachipwa zvigaro ngavagwe zvigaro voga, noti kuti vaise vanhu mberi.
Sanibonani, igama lami ngupipisani Samweni Mbuyenkai. Into ezokwenzeka laphayana eZimbabwe njengoba bethi bafuna ukususa iparty ebusayo, sekuligazi lodwa futhi abafuna ukulichitha lelo, ngoba umnangagwa uzochitha igazi. Angeke azabayeke laba bantu begijima ezitradeni betoyitoya. Into ezokwenzeka uzobulala abantu futhi umnangagwa, kungabi indaba zalutho. Njengoba nje vele akundaba zalutho njengoba kufa abantu, ligazi lodwa elizochitheka manje laphayana eZimbabwe makuyukuthi bafuna ukwenza leyo nto leyo. Ligazi eseli-aplayelwa kumanje. So mna ngizibonela igazi nje kuphela lodwa laphayana.
Haleluya, haleluya, makadiko mose vatele ve-Studio 7 akuna ndiva moyo kuSouth Africa. Ndinotaura nezvenhau yokuratidzira mukati menyika yeZimbabwe. Semunhu waMwari haisi nhau yandinokurudzira zvikuru kuti kuratidzira kunyika yeziva kuitwe, nokuti akaona kuratidza kukuru kakaitwa munyika yezo kwemakore namakore namakore. Hakuna zvakakashandura, hakuna zvakakapa, hakuna zvinhu zvakabuditsa, asi akaona vanhu vakawanda vachikuvadzwa nokurohwa nokukuvadzwa chaizvo. Saka iyi kuratidzira kungadai zvofotetwa vakaradza vakarohwa zvikuru. Nhasi rozi vakatita mhosva ndovakakanganisa manesi anonzi akaratidzira atosungwa. Saka zvandaida kutaura nezvekuti kuvatungamiri kavo vadaidzire misangano yekuratidzira, idai manga muri vamwe zvimwe zvinhu izvi masiya zvakadaro, nokuti munokuvadzisa veruzhinji.
All right, muri Zimbabwe ndivo kazi vateereri vangu vachizvitaurira kavega. Vachinyatsotaurawo maondo avo pamusoro pemaplan protest emusi wa31 July. Liyeso phela abalaleli liyazikhulumela umbono wenu phezu kwalo mkankaso ojonge ukuthi abantu baphume ngobunengi babo beyotshengisela mhlaka 31 July. Ndiyo kanye yathinayo nathi nithirongwa tshudzewo maondo enyu. You can text us on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. Makatsirira chirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners can now find us on SES 5 band and C-band transponders. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA African Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
The connection Moyeneni Michael there. Now, before we head over to the interview that I had with some of our panelists, we posted a couple of statements on our Facebook pages, and that pertain to the planned protests of 31 July. So I figured, let me head over to some of these. Let's see here. With Abantu Bachini, I see Panatendai Manyetu are up to 40 years of toying with people's lives. 40 years of experimenting on the running of the country. And admit. Umatim Dick Uchi, this is the right time. Army and the police should join the masses. And after removing ZANU, guess what? 19 joining the ruling party. For you to learn how to run the economy, you are supposed to put white people, learn from white people in every ministry. And they are. I'm sure you agree. Some of the statements that have been echoed and put about by one of our best presidents, where he was talking about how some of the things are going wrong. Kenneth Baloyi uti ZANU PF must fall, innocent. Jasper Naru uti ZANU PF must fall, simple. Kelvin Shumbai uti, they have failed enough is enough. It's time for them to get out. So these are some of the sentiments that Abantu were posting on our Facebook pages. We're also going to be reading some of the comments from our other Facebook pages, Sikwanabu VOA Shona, Jane Uwe VOA Ndebele. Now let's dig into the interview I had with Abasakulayo talking about, these planned protests. Bushelo, Silengoko, SNZ, Alex Kakanje, Owe Banja, Elibusayo, Evangelis, ZANU PF, Sinewurukuronawa, Alex Kakanje, Umbera Ishe Nende, who is the MDC Alliance Youth Deputy Spokesperson. We have Charles Nyoni, yena umusakulayo olwela ilungelo likaZulu. Saka njengoba bathathi bathi nawo, nathi muchongwa chedu, ngathi nzoyi hukuro, yathakayisa nabo. Alex Kakanje of ZANU PF is the one who kicks off the knock. Let me hold you there on the line for 1 second, Ranende. Let me take Charles Nyoni. Let's hear what he wants to say. Babu Nyoni, niya bumge lakuse lunja. Nantu tabulu kone kutu ni Charles. Namsha si kangela pela. loko kwenzakalayo elizweni abantu bayasho ukuthi mhlaka 31 ziyawa asiphumeni ngobunengi siyotshengisela uthi yini umbono wakho.
Ngiyabona into ofuna ukuyichazisa nje sisa amathi bedlala amabili ekhulumayo abakukhulumayo kumele abantu bekwazi ukuthi indaba eliye yomhlaka 31 ayisondaba yamapolitician indaba kazulu osukhathile ngokusukulizwa elizweni uzulu osukuya ubambane entedodwa othi kasiphumeli ngobuningi bethu sitshengisile sitshengisele aba bamapolitician ukuthi hhayi sokwabile sikehlulekile sesifuna thina ukuthi sisihlulekile sidoda ukuthi sesifuna ukuthi into sihambe kanjani. So lo mjida lo oqale ukukhuluma
It's a program of going to the father, which the president of the Republic of Zimbabwe called in Chimanagawa, to say our father, we have specific
agencies.
On a situation, everybody has the right to demonstrate. On condition that the demonstration is peaceful. On a condition that the demonstration is according to the law. So when a son, when one is admitting to be a son, when one is admitting to be a child, who intends to approach the father, there is nothing wrong in that. The only aspect that I am trying to bring out here is that there is no demonstration that can change the political face of Zimbabwe when it is not being led by that base itself. In 2017, my brother tried to say, you know, people demonstrated from Harare and stuff. The political party that ushered in a change is Zambia's itself.
Let me hold you there for 1 second. Charles Nguyen, in Kultubwe, Uyamuzwa, Alex Gakanje. Alex Gakanje is saying a lot there. First thing he's highlighting is he feels as though there's no political movement, there's no change that could happen in Zimbabwe unless ZANU-PF puts its back behind it. What do you have to say?
First of all, I need to ask you a question. Is this discussion, debate, whatever it is, about ZANU-PF and MTC Alliance, or it's about the 31st demonstration that has been called by progressive voices in Zimbabwe? Because the minute that we start talking about MTC and ZANU-PF, I believe, and I strongly believe, that we have lost the glory of why we are. We're not here to discuss politics and semantics between these two parties that have been warring since they have been. We seek and tired of both of their failures. At this time and this age, we as citizens have a say and are demanding a space to say, hey, we want to be heard. Here is what we want. We are marching and demonstrating for ABCD. Even those in ZANU-PF and those in MTC Alliance, they are very much aware of the corruption race that is happening from high up the government, down to the last echelons of the government. So for them to be now talking of politics and semantics of parties is a sheer waste of our time as citizens who have been suffering, who have been robbed of almost everything that we believe we deserve and we should be making at the end. And for our generation, that is nothing to account for. It's a disservice for these sweet gentlemen to be busy here talking and fighting about their political parties that have both failed the citizens.
Protests in Zimbabwe, abantu abasakhulayo, this is not the first time that they've endorsed ukuphuma ngobuningi babo besiyotshengisela. And so, seeing as though this has become a regular occurrence, abantu abaningi abasakhulayo keep from time and time again. Just last week, sibone abasakhulayo abe inhlanganiso yezinasi betshengisela besithi phansi ngenkohlakalo. What change do these protests bring about in Zimbabwe? Is there no other approach that we need to start exploring?
There are other approaches that
Connection na mwenye ni Mike Hove asambe ni pela kukasi letu LFVOA sivonu kutibona abantu batini anangu moyo uya paluti bukishwa izanu kufakwa ni kutembu elinge elibuswa uti uyabuza pela umoyo uta hai unakishwa pela izanu who is going to be put in place usenzo mpofu uya paluti baza sifuna umasins manduti zanu must go diaspora dies let's do this. Uxoli Dube uthi kudlalwa ngabantu eZimbabwe amasosha wona azajikela abantu futhi hayi izani yakhona khanya ngani layo usekhathele. So those are some of the sentiments that abantu are writing on our Facebook pages. Sithumezeleni phela imibono yenu kuwhatsapp kunombolo ethi +12024650318 muri eZimbabwe. Sithumeleka maundre yithinzwe musi wa 31 makathelisire here kubuda neuwandu wenyu uyezwe chanti kuda kungatsonzwisisa what I'm looking to understand is njengoba eningi labasaphulayo bakhanya ngani they are the ones who keep going out betshengisela ngobuningi babo. If these protests are to happen mhlaka 31, number one, what is the goal for abantu abasaphulayo? Number two, what are abantu what can abantu abasaphulayo get out of these protests? Saka njalo abantu abangasizisisa sithumele maundreni pa WhatsApp pa number 021-202-465-0318. Now let's head over to another round of other listeners. At least ukuthi bona batheni lingakhohlwa phela zulukandaba we asked you izolo ngempela ukuthi lisithumezele imibono yenu musithumele maundreni pa WhatsApp mukishanisa WhatsApp number. That's in the way to batheni rwanga chitiki.
Msakazi le phatha iphume ehlilekile msakazi ayiphume impela kungena abasuke sport senza kanjani sila kudedelwana msakazi
msakazi westudio 7 mina ngumoyo wasePlumtree hayi ngithi nami umnangagwa akaphume bantu hawu sisokole laba bathi kahlali asikwazi ukuthi bona batholani siyahlupheka mpela. Into zonke zihlamukile, imali kayikho. Yena ungcono ngoba basebenzisa imali yestate. Naye ngcono ebulale ke nge-31. Impela siyaphuma. Laba abayesaba lokutshaywa abasale. Lokungasikufa yikuphi, asenalutho. Ayikho into nje silayo. Siyahlupheka, nyabonga msakazi. Mnangagwa must go and this party must go.
Masurase kutudio sese ni wana mkuma tanono kwa wandene wa mwose ni rongo taura wangu pa msorpe mapurisa na masoja kuti mapurisa na masoja wana funga ereza kanaka naka sinya yangu kublemari mapurisa wana pinda basa ni chikoro chakanaka chikadi pati mnuwano kwa mchipusis kwa kumbonyi kiza kwa zeluza wanu chie gerere yu wakumana chioda freedom mwenye kamuno kete kutumurambe mchisa mwuru kiteso mwuru ya maka gada wana wakuba mari wari mwuma office maka gada mtoto kwa nishando mripanzi mchipuwa mabondi panupela mwezi mashoma mchi account chenyu na eva msoja mrugita sigo na masoja emini
linjani basakazi wa studio 7 ni mnaimu P1 loa kwelo nyatanda ubo nga kakulu iskati lesente nga kungafu mkutingi so wakado iyo voice note yami ku studio 7 nezi mbapa yonke chigelele ndaba le skuluma nga manje le demonstration mtaka 31 July nyesegela kakhulu maZimbabwe ahlelekileyo kwasisekeleni lathi sixhase ngendlela enokufanela ndaba ngokuthi sidule sesizwile sakuma-election la kubona okwenzakalayo manje into ebengicela kakhulu ngicela amasosha ethu lamapholisa ethu kabambane nabantu bonke sikhiphe idoti le khona
bathereni ve-studio 7 bari kusitaura vegaka kuti aiwa ndizvo zvavakaronga.
Let me go to Nende. Let's hear what he has to say. Ava Nende, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Right. So you heard the Charles Mioni highlighted a very important thing, is that this is not a ZANU-PF MDC matter, but it's about a Zimbabwe matter. Zimbabweans are dissatisfied with the way that the country is being governed. And this is coming from both sides, not just the ZANU-PF, but it's also places where MDC are also governing. And so for them, they feel as though coming together at this stage and point, I remember some of the sentiments that were echoed by Mr. Ndarivume and Nkosana Moyo. They were saying this is not a ZANU-PF or MDC matter. Even ZANU-PF people themselves are being invited to come out and protest. Now, looking at that, I asked Charles Mioni about if there's no alternative measures. One of the things was that I know, for example, ZANU-PF is constantly saying, let's not protest, try engage government, try engage government. As young people, do you feel like the government is listening?
Okay, thank you very much. Let me perhaps start by highlighting that we are all citizens before we are in our political affiliation. So it mustn't monopolize the fact that it's a citizen movement. But the point that I was trying to drive home was to say that since this is an open call for solidarity by everyone, the institution that I took out from yesterday made its claim to say that they're going to be in support of such an initiative. So if you see someone who's coming from the alliance being part and parcel of the demonstration, they're coming by virtue of being a citizen, and also is a solidarity call to say that these are progressive movements that is taken into the streets to show their disbelievement with the current situation. The status quo is a rotten situation where we have corruption happening in different areas of the economy. That's why the citizens are the ones that are going in the forefront to have those complaints. Then to come to the issue of government engagement, I think we have a government that is no plan, that is clueless in terms of how they can revive the economy. And beyond the economics of the state, when you have inflation which is beyond 80%, you are looking at a situation which is no longer economical. It is now a political situation. It needs political solutions. This is a situation where the people do not trust the people that are governing.
Are you still on the line?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hold on. So before we delve into giving you a response, I do have a couple of questions about Gakanji. We're on the issue of protests here. Nurses are protesting. Doctors are protesting. Students are protesting. A lot of people in the nation seem to be protesting. A lot of young people are on the streets protesting. When President Emmerson Mnangagwa, the one thing I remember very clearly him saying was, I am a listening president. I am a listening president. But here are the people, they're in the streets complaining. We need more money. We need to be paid in US. We need this. We need that. We need this. But it's still not to be delivered. What is the move forward? At what stage and point do we get to a stage and point whereby the people feel satisfied and feel listened to?
The president still stands by his words that he listens to the people. The fact is that the people are demonstrating simply means that they are sending a message to the leader with open ears, with the leader open listening to them. So the fact that they are demonstrating simply means that they are registering confidence in the president that has
All right, let's head over to Charles Nyoni Sizwe yena uthini. Charles usakhona? So uyamuzwa uGakanje uMzilu Nende uyakhuluma. Bayasho ukuthi uNende uyasho ukuthi ngempela yebo akayali ukuthi this movement yebo ngempela it's for the people. Uyasho ukuthi ibona njengabantu who are politicians, they're people, they're citizens before they're politicians. And so, if movement le yebo ngempela, it belongs to the people. What we are ukuqakathekile is to understand ukuthi nxa abantu sebephumile ngobuningi babo besiyotshengisela mhlaka 31, what then after? Uyasho ngempela ukuthi lapha sekungena ke abantu abezombusazwe. Gakha nje yena ukhanye ngani standing still usho uyasho ngempela ukuthi U-2017 was successful ngenxa yokuthi ibandla le ZANU-PF was also a part of it. And so ngifisa ukuzwa kuwe ungosakhulayo ulwela ilungelo loluntu
ngiyabona njalo ukuthi ku social media uyapost ukuthi hayi mhlaka 31 asiphumeni ngobuningi bethu. I also saw ukuthi you also partaking in the unfollow ED social media thing. And so njengoba bona bayasho ukuthi this movement is very it needs participation across the board. How do we move forward? Ngenxa yokuthi abasakhulayo keep going out besiyotshengisela, but they keep meeting resistance. Ngenxa yokuthi njengalokho okushiwo ngugaga nje, ZANU PF is not a part of it.
Okokuqala, the first thing, ngifuna ukwazisa nje amabantu lababili ukuthi i-resistance nakho ukukhona kuyamatsha, and then i-resistance invited by ama-politicians when the time is right, and when we feel ukuthi sesibafuna ukuthi babuye naso kulakuyekeza kisibophona. Okungawolokhu i-self-entitlement abanayo ukucabanga is that we can do a wrong working to one thing. No, like, this fine line between Zanu PF and Amasotsha. When 2017, it is because of Amasotsha involved. Always, I would to Mavilo, but as Mavilo, please, Mavilo, please, I will be the Sabbath. But that's which one you would say. Amasotsha is obviously respect, I want to take the element of respect that the Constitution. Young of a genuine interest in politics, or Oqua, where you would feel like the history, or outside forces, what I can't wait to see about the various Zimbabwe. Kanye highlighted another thing. As you see, Uhulumende seems to be trying to meet people halfway. He talked about the government race. He's talked about the issues that government seems to be facing. Now, people are still not satisfied, hence the protests themselves. Now, in Chayagwele, Zimbabwe, so kumele bayenzeni. What I'm trying to get to is the protests keep coming and going. At what stage and point do we figure out whether or not it's working? Well, we have already figured that out because judging by where we are in the condition and the state this nation is, you know, all the sectors across the board. We don't need a magician or an angel to come down from heaven and tell us that this is not working. This idea that government is trying is totally affecting things. There is not that the government is trying, because when you don't have a single major arrest of anyone who has been caught or is involved in corruption, when people get bail for simple corruption, it shows that we are looking to pay toll.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the Bible anyway, but at the end of the day, the government is not trying anything, as we are where we are today. So for people to try and sympathize with the government and that you give the government excuses, for how many years are we giving the government excuses? For how long should we suffer when we give excuses for the government?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you there for 1 second. Let's go back to Mr. Nende. Va Nende,
yes, I'm here.
Manzoa Zurutawa na Charles Nyoni, he's not satisfied. He highlights that, first of all, he can't emphasize enough that this has nothing to do with the politics of the day. This has nothing to do with who comes from which house. At the end of the day, when the economy crumbles, all Zimbabweans are suffering. And so what next for the youth of the nation? He's also highlighted and it's the same routine day in, day out, day in, day out. And so what is the effectivity behind vanhu vachingo endera mberi vachiratidzira?
But I was not that much in 1890. Because in 1980, the things that were happening, but also more watching when I achieved my total one first, total body, total mirror. But what did I strategize and organize themselves? What did I do? So it was the struggle for liberation. Then there was the commencement of the struggle for democratization, whereby there was no white capital monopoly in that situation, but there were blacks that were creating a social enclave where you have capital elites and political elites.
Mm-hmm.
Black people that are looting with impunity, knowing that they have immunity. That is the case up to date. So, in a national democratic revolution, a society which seeks to be a just society with the equal opportunities for everyone, you have to confront the system. If you confront the system, it will protect individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But there are not very many individuals. That's why you find when Mugabe and his cabal were booted out of power, it's not a number of people that way were booted out of power. There are a few people that are away from their homes. That is the situation with the current people that are in power. So you know that it's like my brother here, the Gagaje, who obviously be saying for his suffer, but deep inside he knows what he's saying does not change the day. Even in Zanu PF themselves, he understands the mechanics of the economics, because he doesn't explain anyone, whether you're wearing a scarf or not. Those things do not explain anyone, the mechanics of your political affiliation. But then, these things are affecting citizens. Regardless of where you come to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the convergence comes from. And within that very convergence, you find what my president always says, when I remember, who has been suspended for the second time, this time by the political itself, but you realize you were suspended by Mashukopro for hearing my sentiments, let's engage Chamisa. That was clearly saying, but that there are progressive forces out there who have the capacity to change the economic fundamentals for the betterment of the livelihoods.
And then we wrap up with Uchaus. You hear what Vanende is saying, and also what Charles is also saying. ZANU-PF, MGC, doesn't matter what party you belong to. He highlights how across all, practically all industries,
at some stage and point, people were out there protesting. It's just because it was stage one. Doesn't matter whether you're a teacher, student, whatever it is, that's better than it is. However, over time, people from different industries have been protesting, showing disgruntlement, and not just for their salaries, but mamiraka ita ufumi wenyika, nematongiro wenyika parizuno anuajinja wa skufara. Zino, sewe chipiki, Twitter say kuitwa kinyai ikadiriswe. Vanu wakabuda ni uwandu wa wachira sizira msoa kupa msoa 31. Then, what then next? Twitter say kuitwa uti, the protests themselves are not done in vain.
Thank you, my brother. The first the question is, who is being let go and demonstrate in mass? As my brother lately indicated that few workers have demonstrated. These are people who are demonstrating if their constitutional right to register display and discrimination in terms of remuneration that they are getting. And the demonstrations by workers, the law we lift in one of the oldest cultures in happens. Whoever is doing that is doing it strictly according to his or her job. Who is that person who is going to be leading the demonstration on the bench list? You can't really take activists for serious when you talk of issues around the country, because that's how they get a living. There's no employment history. Several activists have no employment history. They survive on that. They live on opposing the government every time. So who is saying people to demonstrate the first question? Now the second question is straight. What standard are these guys using to measure that lots of people are not here with the government? Because for a fact, you will never see some of these people in the streets. You can't use Godfrey Tsilinga to put your hands in the eye to represent some of these people. You know what Godfrey Tsilinga, we believe in 2017, Godfrey Tsilinga was in the city. You know, the political party for blessing Kasiamu. You know, Godfrey Tsilinga never completed the political team in Zanubi. The political team in Zanubi is 5 years. Ever since he was in Zanubi, he never completed the political team that year. Anyway, one day you see involving people in Zanubi, so you can't take Tsilinga for 3 years. So I say, who is the best in our good one? Who is it? And you see, the other thing that's going to be point number one. What is that they using to say a lot of people are asked to find us to be here? A lot of people are going to go and because if I want to find a viewer, you are 21, so I see a lot of people. What do they mean? Which is that? What is your name? So you will see the final. The demonstration of the dead face is meant to make an issue of Panawana Chow's like this is trying to make it relevant to Panawana Dinda in a way. You can't take a message from Gary Fumi, a message from Bosana, to say Bosana to Anakinema, this is my brother, we need to be serious. If it's critical in time, people are even Bosana, where are you? If it's critical in Gary Fumi, no Amajika is serious, in me, can I be quoted by no Amajika? I think we need to be serious. However, this is politics. Because there is no other business outside politics. But in the 31st, we are going to have a peaceful environment. There is not going to be any demonstration. Because the demonstration is not coordinated. There is no face to the demonstration. If you want the demonstration to succeed, let us have a face. A person who goes forward and say, I am coordinating people. Some people are not stupid to be coordinated by A, to be coordinated by words, to be coordinated by lists. They give a person a good match.
Okay. Charles Nyoni, you get the last word before Ngenela
It's not about personality, it's not about who's done what, who's doing what, and who will do what. It's about what is it that works for us as a citizen, as a each generation as a country. This idea of names and throwing out proper names and the heavy ways and whatnot, we've tried that and we failed. And we don't need to individualize anything or anyone to say,
Charles, umbuza wami, and then we completely done. Mase abantu sebephumile ngobuningi babo besitshengisela mhlaka 31. What then next?
The next stage will be abantu bazodecide ukuthi esifuna yiphi esihambelayo. Ngoba thina into esihambelayo yinto le abayithi interim government kumbe i-government ezafakwa ngabantu esimelele. Abantu ama-representatives, ama-citizens phakathi, not ama-politicians bodwa, ngoba at the end of the day ama-politicians ama-interest amaphathi abo besiya thina uzulu ngaphandle. So thina sithi njengabantu njalo njengama-citizen, hayi sifuna lathi ukuthi sibe nendawo kwinaleli tafula and then we can stand on behalf of ama-citizens and so the next stage yokuthi sisifuna kube nama-elections siyakhambi.
Banelo kwanamhlanje faka kumuthetha asvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi mhuri yezimbabwe nhasi muchirongwa tanga tichibata nyaya yezvekuratidzira kuri kurongwa nemapato anopikisa anosanganisira bato rava Jacob Ngarivhume uyezve bato rava Nkosana Moyo siyezwa njalo ukuthi abakubandla eliphikisayo ibandla ele-MTC Alliance labo bashilo ngempela ukuthi bakhangelela ukuphatheka kulo mkankaso. MTC Alliance inotungamirwa na-Advocate Nelson Chamisa nawo vari kuti aiwa vachange varipo vachibatana neruzhinji rwezimbabwe vachange vachibuda neuwandu hwavo vachiratidzira musi wa31.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America osakaza kuzwekazi le-Afrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa i-satellite SES 5 ku-band le-C-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini lokuxhumana obe-Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Kwanelo kwanamhla mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle thashuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Another update just to remind you, mure Zimbabwe chirongwa ichi chiri pre-recorded, so unfortunately silusizi ngempela zilokumukandaba we can't bring you onto this program. Nonetheless, mure Zimbabwe tanga tiri pano pachirongwa chedu chanhasi. 734 cases of coronavirus, 197 recovered, and 9 dead. That's the latest information released by the Ministry of Information. Now, as we wrap up a conversation here to Mure Zimbabwe National Forum Kanao, Yukutititi Aiwa, there's some information that came out izolo ebusuku, izolo ndambama, sizwe ukuthi umama amai wa Advocate Nelson Chamisa passed away. Saka kubva kwatiri kuno kustudio 7 uyezve kune mhuri yezimbabwe navo Advocate Nelson Chamisa Tfulod Aiwa nematambudziko. If you're looking to find out more information, feel free to check the page eka Advocate Nelson Chamisa ku Twitter at Nelson Chamisa. Njalo ibandla le-MTC Alliance labo bakhona ku Twitter. Njalo stay here pano pa studio 7 tichange tichikupai iwo more news and more information as we hear more stuff that comes out. Kwanele kwanamhla mure Zimbabwe tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Vandakutaura neni ndiri kupa Twitter nepa Instagram at BigMike3, BIGMYKE3. That's where we can catch up.
For those that are looking to catch the video stream of this Facebook of this broadcast, so you can tune in to our Facebook pages, three Facebook pages, VOA Independent, VOA Shonak Nepal, VOA Studio 7, soon after this radio broadcast. Mwene Zimbabwe, tashukaku makumwe chirongwa chedu, chanasi, anokone gaine mfaro, ndino wengi maikove, tokadu moshe, Zimbabwe moshe, bye-bye!